Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. One of life's more enjoyable experiences is getting together with friends for dinner. Time spent talking, laughing, and savoring good food is time well spent. In today's reading, wisdom herself invites you to a feast at a banquet she has prepared for you in a house she has built. This wisdom that calls to you is the wisdom of God. Don't confuse God's wisdom with worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom offers us an impressive-looking banquet of her own. On her table, we see advancements in the fields of medicine, technology, and engineering. She offers clever advice on how to improve our health and our relationships. These things are of some value here and now, but they can do nothing to help our relationship with God, nothing to solve the problem of death. We need wisdom that will mean true blessings for us both in this world and the next. Wisdom only God can give us. We need God's Son, our Savior. On His cross, Jesus took our sin and death on Himself and secured eternal life for us. By the forgiveness of sin He won for us, our relationship with God is restored. Friend, be assured, He paid for you. Be assured also of this. Every time you put yourself close to the message of what Jesus has done for you, you are heeding wisdom's invitation. You are spending time with the Lord Himself, and you are enjoying a feast for your soul. So keep coming back to God's Word each day. Savor the food that strengthens your faith and makes you ready for heaven. Wisdom is calling. Come to the feast. Our prayer is a verse from Psalm 119. O Lord, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.